Hey, let's talk about it. We on episode 99. Okay. Hey. Let it go. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all know I used to have music, but they started saying something like, some they were saying you wouldn't be able to hear it on Apple, so I was like, whatever, we can get the music, you know. Let's go. And I put my heart on it. Hey, this is the perfect segue to this episode. What you did to me, episode 99. Thank y'all for tuning in. Get your little wine or sip song. Let's have a conversation. We're gonna talk about accountability. I did for me. We're gonna talk about healing. You gotta be accountable so you can heal. I did for me. She said she left. That was the best thing she did. Y'all tune in episode 99. We finna get this thing started. Hey, let's start off like this. Okay. Y'all get y'all something to sip on. Get y'all some water too. Hope y'all got some 1186. Hey, y'all make sure y'all pull up the Yummy's Garage. Yes, Friday, every Friday, your girl be on the MIC. Come catch a vibe, man. If you like to get up and groove, you ain't trying to sit down all night, have you a drink, just want to feel good before you hit the house. Pull up. Pull up. Pull up. Hey. Hey. Pull up on me for real, y'all. Sipping me some 1186 real artesian water. What is that? So, episode 99. Let's take a minute to just acknowledge that we're on 99 for the 99 and 2000s. Like, that's major right there. I feel like that is truly major. And thank you to everybody that's been on episodes. And I just want to say thank you to myself because consistency is key. I slowed down on the amount of episodes I used to drop once a week. And we're probably going to pick it back up. Because what I'm going to start doing is probably going to start turning some of my posts into podcast episodes. So, yeah. But this is episode 99. I made a post on Facebook. And what I said was, and y'all send this to y'all friends so they can get a vibe too. I said that, you know, I think the biggest problem with, I say this is my theory. So, I was like, I think the biggest problem today is that people are not accountable. They're hurt because of decisions that they made. And in order for them to heal, they're going to have to start being accountable, okay? There are no causeless effects in life, you know? And when we start getting into being hurt, excuse me, which we've all been, you know, me included, I can look back and I can vividly like remember and point out particular time frames and things of that nature where, you know, I was making bad decisions. And then when I knew better, I still was making bad decisions. And then even when I had feelings with people from the start, I still tried to give it a chance. But that first mind is God and that second mind is you. Now, you really, really got to be careful and you got to pay attention to what God's telling you to do. And we still make moves on things because we think we can change everybody. We think that we are so amazing that it's bigger and it be bigger than us. We have to give it to God. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. You think you're going to fix somebody and change somebody. And that's one of the main problems because you got to start learning to just grow with people. Okay. grow with people in the directions that they're going, and stop trying to change everybody and thinking it's a quest for you. Because when you got your own things going and things of that nature, and you're doing what you're doing at such a high level, people will see it. They admire it. They admire it. They be inspired. They be motivated, and they'll start catching on. You know, and this is with a significant other. But you stop thinking you can change everybody. And we've all been there. Like I said, we're gonna roll it back. Okay, we've all been there. And we get to these places where we feel like we can change people, so we stay in there. All right, now you knew better, you know, shame it. So it keeps going and it keeps going. Now these are becoming decisions, you know. We're making the wrong decision consciously. Okay, very, very conscious decisions to not do the right thing. Now we continue to make these decisions. From who we picked, to who we picked to vibe with, from who we picked to tell our business with, to who this and to who that, to who we choose to go out to eat with, to who we choose to kick it with, to whom we choose to love, to whom we choose to admire. These are all decisions. Okay? It's a decision. And we keep making those wrong decisions, and then it goes on for years, and it goes on for this, or you're doing something, you ain't even got to go on for years. You can just be doing something, you know it ain't the right thing to do it, and you do it, and then you got to lay in that bed. Whoo! You got to lay in that bed. Because the consequence of a bad decision, you got to pay a hefty ticket with that. Hefty tickets come with bad decisions and consequences. They are heavy. Okay? So that's something that we got to start putting into perspective. Like, you don't always know, but you were born with instinct. You better pray for some discernment. And you got to pay attention. Because when you love yourself, these decisions, you start making better. Do you notice how when you love yourself, you start making better decisions, picking better people, being around better people, choosing the people you admire, like, love, want to go on dates with, want to eat with, all the same things I just said, but you were making bad decisions. But when you start loving yourself and you start learning who you are, unlocking the power of you, like I told y'all, it's a parts 5, 1 through 5 on my TikTok, okay? Head on over there. And check out them parts 1 through 5 on unlocking the power of you. Because when you begin to love yourself, you put yourself in different environments, around different people. You speak different about yourself. You walk different. You talk different. You are different. You act different. Because now you're knowing better. And you're starting to open up that door on giving yourself better. You didn't know better. Okay? So stop being hard on yourself, because we're going to break this down all the way till we choose these people. We make these decisions. We choose these circumstances and things of that nature when we don't know better, when we don't love ourselves, we don't give ourselves what we deserve. And that's okay. Because as long as we go head on and take the steps and take the proper steps, now we're going to slip. We ain't perfect. Okay. We just can't give up. Put your glasses up in there. Give up now. Hallelujah. Come too far from where I started. What's the words? Okay. All right, back on track. But when you give yourself and start giving yourself what you need, you begin to put yourself in better situations, around better people, people that know more, people that do this, that. They're going to start teaching you, you know? And you will start seeing a difference in your decisions, you know? And once you start seeing a difference in your decisions, you can start looking back at that past a little bit. We ain't going to dwell there for too long, but we can go back, okay? And see the decisions that we used to make, because we know who we used to be. And that's why we say thank God for growth. Amen. That's why we say thank God for growth. Okay? Because we weren't always these people. I wasn't always this person. I tell y'all all the time, ask my mama how far I came. Ain't nobody gonna vouch for you like your mama gonna vouch for you. If my mama tell you I'm growing, then I'm telling you, this ain't always been me. Okay? So as you start growing and you start being able to look back and dwell back a little bit, like, I did used to handle that bad. I did used to just go for the same type of guys, and I already knew better, and I still kept trying. That was my fault. I know better now, and I'm still doing this same stuff. Even if I choose to make an excuse for what I'm doing, I'm still of sound body and mind, and I know yes from no, and I know right from wrong, and I know how people make me feel. Okay? That's most importantly. If I know right from wrong and I can still make an excuse, if I know left from right and I can still make an excuse, now when it comes to me saying how did they make you feel, you know, we can't make too many excuses when we knew we was feeling bad. We knew we was around somebody that didn't make us feel good, made us feel less than, made us question this and say that and say this and say that, because those are things that comes with that. Okay? So when we can make excuses all day, but how did he make you feel? How did she make you feel? Those are things you can't question. You understand me? So now let me take me a sip of lemonade of seeds, okay? Because it's a conversation, baby. We're just having a conversation. Okay? Take notes and fill in the parts. And then I'll probably make a post about it. And then we'll, you know, turn around and talk about it. If you're just tuning in, y'all make sure y'all send this to somebody. Talk to Priceless Motivation. Your girl, Brittany Price. Priceless Motivation. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on our platforms. Go and get it 1186. Real our tea, some water. I'm your Birmingham brand ambassador. So when you're around somebody and they make you feel a type of way, now you can start being accountable. Like, I never felt secure with him. I never felt safe with her. I never felt like she was for me. You know, this is what men say too. You know, I never felt like they have just as, you know, it's equal. So when you start saying that and you seeing that people that make you feel good and this and this and that, now you're able to look back on your past and see what you allowed because you didn't love yourself and know yourself 100% of what you deserve. So you accepted some things. That don't mean that was who you was. Okay? Follow me now. Follow me. So you start to grow and you start to see. You start to grow and you start to want peace. You start to grow and you start to take accountability. Ooh, Priceless Motivation. You know, because when you know better, you got to do better. Okay? So now we wrap that whole thing up right there and then we start being able to be accountable. It's full circle now. It's full circle because see now, the more we're advancing and evolving in our life and putting ourselves around great people and positions, it's you're starting to able to see where you come from, how far back you done came and where you at now. Now you start to appreciate your growth because you understand that you played a role in it as well. Let me say that one more time. You played a role in it as well. They say the only reason people blame and point their hand is because it's easier to point outward. And what I want y'all to do, I want you to lift your hand up. Lift your hand up right now, whatever hand you are, left or right. And I want you to take your one finger and point it at whatever you see. Just point it, point it, point it. The dresser, the couch, the car. Wherever you at, point it, point it, point it, point it. Okay, I'm doing it with you. No effort. I got my right hand. There's no effort. I don't feel nothing, no effort. Okay, now let's take that thumb. Okay, on that same hand. And let's point it at ourselves. And keep pointing at yourself the same way you was pointing at one finger. Keep pointing. So your thumb should just be directing towards you. Keep doing it. Just like we was pointing, pointing, pointing. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Now in that forearm, don't you feel a little bit of pressure? You feel a little bit of work that you got to do, right? You feel a little bit of work. Feel it. If you keep doing it, it'll work your muscle. It'll work your muscle. It'll probably make you stronger if you take the blame for self. You see what I'm getting at? You see what I'm getting at? When you keep pointing that arm inward and you keep pointing that arm at self and being accountable for self, you can work that arm out. That arm will make you stronger. That accountability will make you stronger as well. Because what that accountability would do, it would take you a few steps up in life when you can see how far you've come and you can acknowledge it and be accountable for it because you know you can do the work for it. So you taking a step. Now this brings you in a whole different aura. Okay? Because now you really want peace. You really want to get down to the bottom of why this ain't been working in your life and why that ain't been working in your life. And you really ready for some change. So what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing that you played a role. Okay? And when you start seeing that you played a role and it took two people to do that, you'll pull back and you'll start easing back on the energy you give people that you feel like that hurts you, that harms you. You'll pull back when you feel like you know you ain't went to therapy or you ain't trying to work on yourself. You ain't trying to do the shadow work. You ain't trying to put your best foot forward. You start pull back a little bit because you started to understand that I played a role in it too. Now that's things I got to fix about myself. I want a peace of mind. I want a nice life with a nice wife and a nice husband and doing these things and, you know, just having that peace of mind and somebody to do life with. So now you're going to start changing it up. You're going to start learning compromise. You're going to start understanding that I too have a role in whatever somebody is playing in my life, whatever role somebody playing in my life, I too have a role in that because I'm allowing it. And now I know better, so I want better, and I'm willing to do better and do the work. It takes work. It takes work. Y'all know I've been at that trail. I've been at that trail for so long. It takes work to get out your environment and shake it up. It takes work to be consistent. So once you start understanding that it's work for you to do, when you do that real work on yourself, you ain't got time to think about other people. You ain't got time to wish bad and want bad for other people. You ain't got time to focus on what nobody else got going on, man. You don't got time for the foolishness. I'm getting to the point I don't like loud noise. I don't even want to see a motorcycle. Shoo. I don't like it. You ain't got time for no nonsense. Nothing that don't reside in peace and grace and beauty and integrity and things of that nature. Because now you know better. Now you want better. And you know you got to do the work to get there. And once you do the work to get there, woo, that's the good part right here. Y'all take a shot of water with me. This is the amazing part. When you start doing that work and you becoming who you are, you seeking that peace, you standing on that peace, you're protecting. Let's say that one more time. You're protecting your peace. That's a job within itself. But when you move to the other side, you rather do that job and maintaining and protecting your peace than do the other job and be so and so heavy and have that energy on you. Okay, now we going to the part of we trying to start our healing. We doing things that require us to build discipline, to build strength, to move forward, to not think closure is our only out, to not make excuses about closure, but closure can be a thing for people. And I'm never going to discredit it because everybody heals different. But what I will tell you is that you won't always get the closure that you need, that you want, that you deserve, that you prayed for. Because in life, you got everything within. And that's what God always trying to show us and let us know that everything that you need, I gave you everything. You got everything that you need within. You are limitless. You can heal. You are limitless. You can speak yourself up. You are limitless. You can dress yourself up. You are limitless. You can pick yourself up. You are limitless. The sky is not the limit for you. So once you start learning that and learning your power and learning how to lift yourself up and understanding that you might not get that closure, everything is within that you need. And you're going to start learning how to dig deep and do the work. You're going to understand that the work is so essential that it has to be done in order for me to be free. If I want the shackles on my feet so I can dance, ooh, I just want to praise, ooh, ooh, ooh. Praise him. I want to praise him. Ooh. In the fire and the rain. If you want to be free, if you really want that end goal got to be peace. And when that end goal is peace, you going to maintain that peace. And I don't care how you feel like people going to come around. Oh, she mean. Oh, she acting like this. Oh, he acting like this. Oh, he don't come around the class no more. Oh, he don't hang with. You got to understand that isolation is a part of the game. Okay? I made a post one time and I said, think about everything that isolates and it gets greater. Put clothes in a washing machine. They isolated from the world. Boom. They come out clean. Put a cake in the oven. It's isolated for a while. Boom. It come out tasty. Go start walking some trails and get in the forest and boom, you become more resourceful mentally. So you're going to have to learn how to isolate from the crowd. You're going to have to learn how to tell people no. You're going to have to learn how to be on go. Because everybody ain't going to always be able to come with you. And you got to pull your bootstraps up and go. Price is motivation, baby. I lived it. So when you're talking about building yourself up, that isolation, everything you need that come with that peace, you got to protect it and you got to maintain it against family too. Because you're doing the work, baby. You deserve this. Unless people do the work, they're not going to understand how important it is. They're not going to understand that when you really do that work, you got to maintain that peace of mind. I ain't do all this work to stay the same person. What Jay-Z said, if you want the old me, buy my old albums. Don't be around people who keep putting you in the past and reminding you who you used to be because you did the work. You did the work. A lot of people can't say that. They'll sit online and make excuses. They'll sit online and cry. They'll sit online and blame everybody. They'll sit online and sit online and sit online and sit online to all their dreams and their goals and pass them back because they watching other people and they forgot that they got to do the work. In your business, you got to do the work. To build on your mindset, you got to do the work. You got to do the work. You got to do the exercise. You got to do the water drinking. You got to try to get a clean in these things and we going to slip and we going to fall. Believe me. Because I'm doing the same thing with y'all. I'm human. God just giving me a message to deliver to you and I'm just telling you because this is what God told me to do. But we working together. But you got to do the work. Fall and get back up. Fall and be scraped up and your knee scraped up and get you a band-aid and keep doing the work. It takes work. It ain't gonna come easy. Peace is something that you seek. And then when you get it, because it starts from the inside out of you doing the work. It's something that's so beautiful that when you get it, you can't afford to lose it because you're such a rare breed because everybody don't get to experience that. Everybody can't be at the lake with your daddy feeding turtles. Price is motivation. But You got to protect it. You can't be afraid to stand up and tell people no. And then even if you live in your life and they start to see, you might rub off on them. It might flow to them. Because what you're doing is you're being your best self. And when other people get around you, they're going to want to be their best self. I told y'all the other day, when God give it to you, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Because once you start becoming your best self and one piece and being accountable and starting to heal and become who you need to be, you're going to rub off on somebody else. They're going to rub off on somebody else. They gonna rub off on somebody else, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. God done gave it to you already. You just got to put that splizzash on it and do what you got to do. You got to dig deep from inside, because God gave you everything you need, and you got to pull it up out of you. You got to activate your greatness, baby. You born great. You beat everybody to be here. You born great. You deserve the best. You are the best. You cannot accept less. So do the work. Because I said I wasn't going to hold y'all long, but I didn't hear y'all. Do the work. And I want you to listen to all this. Do the work. It requires work. You got to maintain your greatness. Okay? Priceless motivation. Let's say that together. Let's get us a sip. Y'all got y'all water by y'all? Yeah, yeah. Do the work. Do the work. Do the work. Do the work. And when you're doing the work, I promise you, people around you that like used to know who you are, they're going to acknowledge you. I'm like, you did the work. You did it. You did the work. Do the work. It's mind work, baby. It's mind work. You got to have a solid foundation out here. You can't crack like that under pressure out here. You still got to be a genuine person out here. But you still got to pay attention out here. You still got to be hungry out here. But you still got to be aware of your flexibility and time and your self-time out here. So what you really got to do out here is be present in all things great. Because it really ain't no such thing as balance. It really ain't no such thing as balance. You just got to be present in whatever moment you in life. If I'm in my bad time, I'm going to embrace it. If I'm in my good time, I'm going to embrace it. If I done gained some weight, I'm going to embrace it. Right now, my skin breaking out, I'm going to embrace it. Still going to drop them videos? I'm going to embrace it. Throw me a little Snapchat filter on it. Y'all know I love my filter. And I'm going to embrace it. Because overall, once I look back, I know I did the work. Once I look back, I know that I was accountable. I accepted and acknowledged that I needed to do the work. And then I got in line and I did the work. That's when you ain't afraid to embrace no stage in life. When you was getting traffic tickets. Look, I used to get tickets early. Whatever it was, you know. Getting put out of class, any little thing like that, just little stuff that really, you know, I wouldn't know bad child. I didn't work on it. But it's just saying those little things, little hiccups, little humps, bad relationship. Embrace it. Where you are right now is not who you are. You know, who you was, that wasn't all you was going to be. You know, so now you're here. You can look back, you can see, you can be accountable for what you can be and where you need to be and what you're going to become. And you ain't going to be blaming everybody, because you understand when you point the hand at yourself, it's going to take some work. And all you got to do is what? Y'all say it with me. Do the work. Hope y'all say it work. Do the work. That's it, baby. Priceless motivation. No blaming. Stay accountable. You know, keep your head on the swivel. Don't keep making bad decisions. If you slip up and fall, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Embrace every stage. Okay. Embrace every stage. Okay. We all been stupid, okay? We all been blind, okay? We all did some little bad business, spent some money, got over on us, scammed us. We are all more alike than we are different. It happens to us all, but embrace where you are so you can look back and learn and take accountability and go ahead and start healing. And when you start healing, it's going to be a wonderful feeling. And you're going to be trying to chillin', Crisis motivation. But that's all I got for y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for listening. Y'all go get the 1186 Real Artesian Water. I'm your Birmingham brand ambassador. All right. Piggly Wheeler Marino's Food, John Food, Outlet, Fresh Value, Wendy's is soon to be all over the world. We work in water, baby. I'm your Birmingham brand ambassador on Fridays. Catch me at Yummies every Friday. Y'all pull up on me and catch a vibe with your girl. Like, I'm talking about like real vibe. We're going to have some real vibes. I'm going to turn y'all up. They got the best drinks in the city. What else we got? Smash Bros Radio, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Y'all still tuning in. We doing that virtual thing. We going to be here this week, though. We got the Hip Hop Awards Saturday hosted by your girl. Y'all pull up. I mean, if you over that way, pull up. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't be pressing people on the support too. You know what I'm saying? That ain't my style because God got it worked out. Amen. But I just want y'all to pull up and have a good time with some good people, with a great host, you know. Shout out to T-Man, Street Motion, ENT. Hey, it's going down. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend. Prices, motivation. Y'all pull up on me. Thank y'all for listening. I hope y'all enjoyed. Take some notes. Get some paper and a pen. We going live, baby. Thank y'all for listening to Toxic Prices Motivation.